Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. After an unusual two-year period of relative calm in the stock market, 2018 has seen a return to volatility. Our next guest says that as a result, he has a lot of investors asking, where do we go from here? Doug English is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors in Greenville and or Charleston. We'll find out if he's split his personality in just a second. If you are a regular listener to this program, Doug is a frequent market prognosticator that we like to check with. Doug, where are you today?
Mike, it's a Greenville day today.
Tell us, let's see, the last time we spoke, the end of last year, you were urging investors to maybe take some chips off the table, lower their risk a little bit, and now we're into a new year with all this increased market volatility. Your clients feeling good?
Well, they're feeling like they used to feel, which is back to the old days of volatility. You know, it was so calm last year that we had a substantial overweight to stocks all year long and modestly decreased that overweight. We're in a position where we're ready, even eager, to get back into the market. You know, the equity markets this year have been a really bumpy ride. If you think back to February, we saw investors get worried about inflation and monetary policy. That led the equity markets into a correction. Then just a week later, we come almost all the way back, rallying 6% off the lows. And in March, we did it again with trade war concerns, another cause for volatility, and we had a 2.5% loss in one day, single worst drop for stocks since March of 2009. Yet, with all of this renewed volatility, we remain focused on the bottom line, which is the economy and corporate earnings. We see a modestly accelerating economy and double-digit earnings growth in a synchronized global expansion. To put it visually for your radio listeners, we think this market continues to be upward sloping, but with substantial pullback opportunities and a full return of investor angst. So our first piece of advice, Mike, is don't panic. View volatility as an opportunity to reassess your portfolios and look for spots to deploy cash or rebalance to your longer-term targets. If you're in cash today, think about dollar cost averaging into this market, or if we get another 10% correction, think about adding in substantial funds at that time. We don't see any warning signs from the numerous leading economic indicators that we follow that say the end of this economic expansion is in the near-term future. So we think any substantial price declines still remain a buying opportunity.
Okay, and so any particular sectors of the market you think investors should be paying attention to for these buying opportunities?
Well, some areas that we're looking to try to add to, small caps, because we think they may benefit the most from a new tax law due to their relatively high tax burden. Financials, because they may get a boost from fiscal legislation, with many of the names in that area set to benefit from increasing interest rates, tax cuts, and reduced regulation. And then finally, the technology sector that's really been going through a lot lately, but we think that it's poised to benefit from global growth in addition to the large trove of profits held overseas that they can now bring back to the U.S., repatriate at attractive rates. And the thing that has been causing some investors some concern is the fixed income allocations. We continue to believe bonds play an important role in portfolios, providing a source of income, liquidity, and the potential to smooth out portfolio performance during periods of equity market volatility. Most bonds have had negative returns this year, yet we would urge investors to continue to hold those bonds to smooth out the potentially rough ride ahead.
So speaking of bonds then, keep them in your portfolio, but what sort of maturity range are we looking at? 5-year, 10-year, 30-year bonds?
Well, Mike, we like to use a blend. We're nothing on the long end, but in the 5 to 7 years where you see the bond market index, and then more funds on the short end so that you don't get hurt too much by interest rate change. As always, investors should consult their financial plans, talk to their financial professionals, and continue to pursue things with a long-term focus.
Doug, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Doug English is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors, offices in Greenville and Charleston. And remember, you can hear this show again by visiting our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Just look for On Demand, and there you will find us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.